No, it was a short little getaway. We went to see Amelia's brother and get married. And it was a beautiful service. It was out in Maine. And Maine is beautiful this time of the year. Now, you know, the last time I took some time off was back in February. And I had accompanied Amelia to a trade show out in Las Vegas for her store that she had to go to. And, you know, I was kind of excited. It had been a little while since I'd had a break. And, you know, I thought it would be a good vacation to go out to Vegas. I'd never been, but, you know, people seem to go there and have a lot of fun. At least that's what the commercials suggested. And I thought it would be neat. You know, I guess I ended up being disappointed. What I thought I wanted out of it, you know, that Vegas experience ended up being a little hollow. I mean, you know, they did have a lot of showgirls, and they did have a lot of alcohol, and they did have a lot of gambling, which, you know, I guess for some folks would be a great vacation all wrapped in one. But for me, I don't know. Those things don't really have the appeal that they used to, for sure. And I found myself in a very fake city. I'm not saying that Vegas ain't a great place, but to me at least, it seemed a very fake city, and I was left wanting for other things. So this vacation, family travel vacation, you know, when you go to see family, it's never really vacation because you're on, of course, family schedule. But we decided to carve out a little bit of time for us. So we flew into Portland, Maine real early, and we rented a car. And, you know, the most direct route, we were outside of Bangor, would have been for us to head on down I-95 as fast as could be, you know, big highway that it was. But instead, we took US-1 along the coast. That took us an extra hour and a half. And we stopped off in Bar Harbor, Maine. Now, has anybody here been to Bar Harbor? A couple folks have. It is absolutely gorgeous. I mean, it's kind of touristy. You know, there's a lot of touristy shops there. But it is absolutely beautiful. It's right on the coast. And weather was perfect in the 70s. We stopped off. Apparently, it was popular with a lot of people. There were a lot of folks there, including Johnny Depp. He had his yacht in the harbor there, you know. I mean, I think J.D. was there to see me, but unfortunately, you know, I had a busy schedule. I couldn't get together with him. And we went to this restaurant called Jetty's. Had this nice view, this window side table where we looked out at the beautiful bay there. A big four-mast schooner, you know, antique schooner, traveling in the distance. I got to share with my wife a flaming cocktail. There's a little flame in the side, two big straws, you know, kind of like adult soda shop there. I got a giant lobster. First, I misheard the guy, you know, because, you know, I said, well, how much is the lobster per pound? And I thought he said $19.99 per pound, which is, you know, what I'd expect. That's what it is a lot of places. But no, it was $9.99 a pound. And in fact, in some places in Maine, you can get lobster for like $3.49 a pound. I mean, that's like cheaper than, I don't know, peaches or whatever. And, you know, so when he said $9.99 a pound, I was like, well, I'm on vacation. I'm certainly not going to get this price. I was like, what's the biggest one you got? And he said, I got one that's about 2.1 pounds. So I said, fantastic, I'll take that. Set it right next to my flaming drink. And I was sitting there, you know, giant lobster, flaming drink. Jimmy Buffett even came on the, you know, loudspeaker system, which, you know, you guys know how much I like Jimmy Buffett. I'm looking now. Oh, Amelia was there, too. She was there, too. So that made it nice. That made it pleasant. And it was one of the best lunch experiences I had. But I'll talk about that more. And I'll talk about what truly made that lunch experience wonderful. So we had some good times. Went to the wedding, beautiful wedding. Drove back along the coast. We almost missed our plane, but thank God God was with us and we managed to get back. Yeah, our scripture readings deal with a lot of wants. God's wants, our wants, our faith. And it's something that is good to think about every once in a while, good to to pause. Because whether we realize it or not, often our lives are directed by our wants. The things we want to achieve, the things that we want to have, the types of relationships that we want to create. And consciously and unconsciously, we move our lives to achieve those things. And so it's important to take stock of them every once in a while, because you could be living your life for something that in the end you don't really need or don't even really want. Our scripture from Isaiah is a great one. It's one of my favorites. It helps us to focus on what God is looking for from us, what God wants from us. We have this great passage. You know, it's the prophets, so God's not happy with the people. The prophets don't ever, it's like, you know, the news. You never hear good news with the prophets. It's not like rainbows and kittens, you know. It's a lot of harsh stuff usually. Now, there's some good stuff in the prophetic books, but usually prophets come up when Israel or Judah or both of them aren't doing something right. And in Isaiah's time, they aren't doing things right. They are focusing on things that are not very important. They're doing evil deeds. They're not respecting those that are vulnerable in their culture. They are focusing on all these things that are different from what they should be. Oh, but they are being pious. They are making their sacrifices. They are holding large events. They are trying to be what they see as faithful to God. Because, you know, I mean, you can do whatever you want as long as you make a nice big sacrifice of a fattened ram come Sabbath time, right? Thankfully, we don't do that anymore. And sometimes it's still the case today. We don't do the fattened ram, but, you know, you guys have perhaps heard the phrase, sin on Saturday and come to church on Sunday. You know, you can do whatever it is you want as long as you have faith in God, right? As long as you know that Jesus Christ is your Savior, or as long as you're there to receive Mass or go to the confessional, you're good. Doesn't matter what you do. And sometimes people live their lives like that. Amelia used to have a roommate and friend that really she didn't like very much because he was kind of a jerk. But he used to justify his jerkiness by saying, but the Lord has forgiven me, and I know that Jesus is my Savior. Well, perhaps Jesus could have saved him from being such a jerk. And he could have if the guy had really focused perhaps on what Jesus had wanted from him. Jesus does want our faith. Jesus wants our profession. Jesus wants us to come into community with each other to create the body of Christ here on earth. But Jesus wants us to create that body to do something, not just sit like a bump on a log. Jesus wants that body to do the work that Jesus did while Jesus was here. And it's interesting because if you look at the ideas of sacrifice, and then if you look at Jesus and what Jesus did with his ministry, and of course Jesus ended up being sacrificed in the end himself. But the important part of his ministry was all of the love of God that he gave. He didn't go around making offerings. He went around giving himself as an offering of God's love, an offering of God's compassion, of God's healing, of God's comfort. Jesus stood up for the lowest of the low in society. He went and hung out with people and touched people that nobody wanted to get near. And so if we look at what the body of Christ is doing today, it should be doing what Jesus did. And it's what I hope we do for each other on a Sunday, that we are there to care for each other, to forgive each other, that we are here to remind each other that we are not alone. And in doing that, we do what God wants us to do. We do what Christ did. Now, sometimes we get confused. Sometimes we fail to see that. Sometimes we're focused on so many other things in our lives, things that seem so important, perhaps more important than they are. You know, perhaps we want that new car. Perhaps we want that better position at work. Or perhaps we want to live in that nicer neighborhood. Perhaps we want small things that we think are pretty reasonable. Like, you know, I don't know, enough to eat. Seems pretty reasonable to want that. And yet, even if we think about our most basic needs, we have to understand that they are given to us, that we achieve what we achieve through God. And God creates everything. God created the world around us. We think we create things. You know, I don't want to get political, but of course there was that old thing that came up where Obama said something about, you know, the jobs or the businesses that you create, and that was taken in a particular context where somebody said, you know, well, I did create my own business and, you know, nobody helped me do it or whatever. You guys probably remember what I was talking about, right? Yeah. Well, what I do have to say is God created everything. So, you know, political or not, if you think that you created your life for yourself, if you think that you have done what has needed to be done to earn everything that you have, guess what? You didn't really do it. God did. God created everything. God created you. God created the people that nurtured you. God created the love in the world. God created the sun. God created everything. And so all that we have, when our basic needs are met, that's done by God. And sometimes our basic needs aren't met. And that's another sermon. I can go on and on about sometimes the world is cruel. And sometimes the world is not fair. And I think there's reasons for that. I think we add to that cruelness and unfairness as people, to be honest. But God is there providing everything that we have, all of our needs, every single breath we are taking right now is provided by God. And the faith that is talked about, that Paul talks about in Hebrews, is having faith in that. Having faith that God is here. Having faith that God provides us what we need. God provides our very life. God provides the world around us, the love in our life, the things that we really need and we really should want. These are provided by God. And Abraham had faith in this. The early people of the Bible had faith in this. The disciples had faith in that by having faith in Christ and leaving all else behind to follow Christ and do Christ's ministry, even though I'm sure everybody thought they were crazy. They had lost their fool mind. Peter giving up his boat and his family to follow Jesus. Peter had faith, and Peter received so much more than he knew was possible. You know, as I think back upon that giant lobster day and the flaming drink and everything like that, and you know what truly made it special? You might think that I'd be tempted to think about the giant delicious lobster. Which it was, giant and delicious. But you know what really made it special, even though I joke about it? I was having Amelia there. If Amelia hadn't been there, it would have been a lot less special. I'd have been thinking about, I mean, first of all, it would have been hard to finish that flaming drink by myself. But, you know, beyond that, I would be thinking about how much I missed her, how much I wanted her there, how much I wish that I could share that experience. And if I think about the other things that made it beautiful, you know, if I had been at the back of the restaurant, if I hadn't had the view of the bay, of the beauty of God's creation, it wouldn't have been as special. I could have been any place. Just think if I'd have been alone in the back of the bar. Nothing to write home about. And so if I look at that and I focus on what I should want in my life based upon what was truly special about that one experience, then what I should want is I should want to have as much time as possible with those I love and to cherish those relationships. I should appreciate what God has created around me. The beauty. And you don't have to go to Maine to see it. If you open that door and look outside, you'll see true beauty. I guarantee you. Often that door is open and I look across and I see the cornfield. And I think about how beautiful that sight is. And nothing we can build with our hands can compete with the beauty that God has created for us. That God has created for us in the earth, that God has created for us in our lives, that God has created for us in the relationships we have with others. And so as you think about what it is you truly want or what you truly should want or what God wants from you, have faith that it has all been provided. God wants us to see that. And God wants us to know that we are loved, to appreciate what is truly special in our lives, and to help others appreciate it as well. Go forward and want not. Have faith that it has been provided by God. Amen. Please join us in our closing hymn, Have Faith in